Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
And what would happen if you left? What happened if you stayed? What happened if you changed? It's up to them to pull themselves out of the victimhood. It's hard to see from a victim standpoint the aspect that everything's a choice. And I move ahead with everything's a choice. Existentialism, that it is a choice. And how you feel about it and what you do about it. Doesn't mean there aren't barriers around you. Doesn't mean the world doesn't want to guide you to a certain endpoint. But you are in the driver's seat of your life. There's power in knowing who you are. There's not much power in being a zombie and just walking through the world and saying, well, a lot of people do it is they do stuff and they say, I don't think that's it. They do something else. I don't think that's it. Well, what do you think it is? Don't work every vocation in the world, every spot in the world as a null set until you find out what it is. Make a declaration. The leader part is that they're able to bring out those characteristics in others, that consciousness in others. They don't do it by cajoling or by manipulation. That can be done. It can be done for a short term, but it's not a long-term measure. But they actually help people in the discovery, if they're not already awake to who they are, they help them become awake to why they're in this business or organization. And together, that they start to move aggressively towards a vision. That's what differentiates teams, and that's where work spirit comes into play. That spirit of purpose, and it's enunciated, they know what it is, and they speak directly to it. What differentiates the best leader in these systems, or the best leaders? And it has something to do with this spirit, passion, for something they hold deeply at and consciously at bay. Who they are and why are they in the world becomes very important. Be appreciative that you've learned how to manage yourself, then move towards leading yourself. And leading yourself is understanding and starting to do the deep inquiry that you'll do for life. Why am I here on earth? For what purpose? And then to establish a vision, probably as a 20-year-old, it's probably 25, 5 years out. Where do I want to be? What do I want to be doing? Being with, learned, knowing, all those areas. And then what values do I want to operate within? So it's really developing that vision, value, and purpose for myself. And then once I have that, then I'd say the last step is start to identify people that I align with on purpose at different levels and start to move with them into the world. Lead yourself before leading others. And this issue of leading yourself is discovering that purpose. And you start by asking the question, why am I here? I'm not talking about in the office or in that organization or in that country, but here on the planet. And that's the only way there is to start. It may be an incomplete answer. It may be a partial, it probably is. Maybe a half-baked answer. But that is much superior to I don't know and I don't want to question. There's this issue of self-awareness coming forth. And Tasha Urich is a researcher. In 2017, she put out a book on awareness. She's been trying to measure, has been measuring awareness using different categories that she speaks about. 95% of people believe they are self-aware, when in fact it's more like 10 to 15%, she quotes, are self-aware. And she says, don't confuse thinking about yourself the same as being self-aware. Don't confuse thinking about yourself the same as being self-aware. And what she's trying to bring forth is that the process of working on yourself and bringing you as a being present to you is different than just seeing what your triggers are, or it's different than just seeing what your likes or dislikes, or seeing what is really the hard work of understanding who you are, and then start to guide that. And as Marvin and I say, Dr. Washington and I say, lead yourself. Lead yourself before you try to eat somebody. So this issue about it's about the team, but it's about me. It's about the team, it's about me, gets conflicted. It's a prioritization that looks appealing to members because the lion is strong, asserts itself, roars, powerful, but never get confused who it's about. It's about that lion. Any publicity is a, don't talk to me about what you did. Let's talk about what I did as a leader. If you took leaders in the past, that would be a lion leader would be something like a MacArthur in the Pacific, General MacArthur. It's all about me. Most people can't name a general that was under MacArthur's command. But if you go to Eisenhower in World War II in the West, we know about Bradley, we know about Patton, we know about a bunch of them. Why? Because he was a leader of a wild dog pack, drawing together both the Brits and the Americans, all these different personalities to do what? A single focus, defeat Nazis. Yeah. Wild dogs are unique. That issue of we have a shared vision, and the vision, I don't trump the vision. It's not about me. It's about what we've set our collective mind to. And I'll do anything as your leader to make that happen with you. And perseverance, tenacity, I refuse to give up. But the issue about transformational change and making a leap in leadership is much different. It's really about now the heart, the passion, where am I going? And in that, you can see the nature of leaders. And problem with leaders, sometimes we get the ones that have been highlighted. There's many in our community that are the same. They're no different. We have the Mother Teresa's, we have the Martin Luther King's, we have those JFK's in our midst. They're not on the big scale or whatever else, or they may go unknown, but they're there. And what you'll see is that it comes from the heart that they may not be the most articulate or swift, or you may want to give them some pointers about how to be a better leader. But that they're leading is not in question, and that they'll move to where they want to go is not in question. Back to Martin Luther King. Did he have the critical vote on the Civil Rights Bill? Did he make it happen? What was he, a senator? Was he president? Who was he? He was behind LBJ in the signing of the document. Who was he? Who elected him? Nobody. He decided, I'm leading this thing. They didn't take a vote in the USA and say, who's going to lead civil rights within USA transformation? He says, I'm the person. And he found other people, Andy Young, people like that, that then he said, this is where we're going. And even though he had trip hazards along the way, that purpose, that drive towards that thing, what? And even when he went off script a little bit, he went off script in some areas that that were black militant, and he came back and said, that's not what I'm here for. When he was popular, he stayed the course. When he was unpopular in 68, talking about the Vietnam War, which a lot of people didn't want him to talk about. I thought we hired him for civil rights. What's he talking about? It all was the same to him. He was going to lead whether the spotlight was on him or not. It's important at any age in life to answer the question, why are you here and what are you about? And it's the essence of leadership.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.